Paddy, good you could join us. Looking forward to tomorrow's big game. I think it's not the final that most people would have predicted at the start of the year. Sneal, yes, but I'm not so sure about Owen Roe, Coleraine.
No, well, I suppose Owen Roe have been thereabouts, I suppose, the last couple of years. I think they've been beaten the last two semi-finals. But, no, I suppose everybody was probably at the start of the year predicting another Sneal and Ballinderry final. And even Sneal, I suppose, went out in the first round of the championship against Lavey after, I suppose, a long season last year. And not many people thought that they'd get back to the final. You know, but fair play to them, I suppose, to get over that defeat. And the way the championship's worked out here in Derry, I suppose it's been week on week. And they've gathered good momentum over the last 5 or 6 weeks. And, you know, they've been very, very impressive in the last couple of games. And, you know, they're there in merit. And likewise with Coleraine, like, they beat us in the first round of the championship. And to be honest, Tom, like, we were missing a few men. We were threadbare this year, and we probably could have knocked Coleraine out in the first round. And I didn't see them as a team that night that would have went on to challenge for a county title. But in fairness, again, they've got momentum, and they've been very, very impressive. And the bulk of the games went on, and nobody expected them to beat Ballinderry, but Ballinderry had knocked them out, I suppose, the last couple of years in semi-finals. And I suppose they had that, I suppose, that revenge motive. And, you know, fair play to them, they're a good side, and, you know, they keep things tight at the back, and it's going to be a very interesting final.
And talk to me about Coleraine, and just looking at their team, and maybe go through it for me, and where you see their strengths, and, you know, have the many survivors from the last time they won?
Well, it's just generally the same side. They've had, I suppose, including on a couple of them, but I suppose the big thing about Coleraine, and the name that's synonymous with the club is the McGoldricks. You know, there's 5 or 6 of the boys playing, you know, and, you know, you'll have Sean Leo and Barry Marsh in defence, and, you know, Liam there will be playing in around midfield. And, you know, he was somebody that, you know, made great strides with the county this year. Up front, you've got Kieran and Colm. Kieran didn't play against us that night in the first round, and he's slowly come back from injury, and, you know, he's been a big addition to the team over the last 3 or 4 weeks. You know, Declan Mullen, who was a player that many will remember from the county football 3 or 4 years ago, who has bags of potential, very powerful player. He's been fit this year, has a full season, and Coleraine are getting the benefit of that. So they're backbone by the McGoldricks and the Mullens, and also there Niall Hawley, I suppose, who can play full-back, midfield, centre-half-back, you know, who's a big player for them. But generally, you know, they are the same side that won the championship 3 or 4 years ago.
And talk to me about Sneal. I know they've lost a few players and you know, have lost a few big names through injury.
They have, I suppose, Paddy McGuigan and Cormac Doherty done the cruciate this year. I think both of them in the same game. But look, the one thing that Sneal have is this last 5 or 6 years, they've had great minor teams, and, you know, they were fit to bring in a couple of the minors. Young Paul McNeil there, who's been very, very impressive in defence, and Porrick Tad, the midfielder, you know, who's stepped on and has been playing very, very well the last couple of games. And I say, the way Sneal are, you know, I suppose it's been drilled into them the last, you know, ever since I remember playing them, just a very, very hard working side. They all work like demons for each other. You know, they've plenty of bodies back, and they break at pace, and, you know, they've a very well nailed down game plan. And, you know, even whenever Sneal maybe hadn't the quality of teams that they have now, you know, they were always very, very difficult to beat, and that remains the case. And I suppose now they always have had a couple of good forwards, you know, Paul Bradley, you know, dead ball is particularly excellent. Shane McGuigan has been very, very good this year, you know, and, you know, they've been very, very impressive. I'd say the one thing that has helped them is the fact that, you know, they've been playing week on week. You know, it's remarkable, I suppose, what they've been doing, because they've also been involved in the hurling championship.
Yeah.
You know, won the hurling title again this year in Derry, and I suppose they're going for a double-double for 2 years in a row, and it's, you know, it's fantastic for the club. Like, and, but it's not a surprise, you know, if you really look over the last 4 or 5 years, over the history books of under 16 and minor titles, at under 21 titles, at, you know, in football and hurling, you know, Sneal's name has been up there for the whole time.
And I suppose the really laid down the marker against Ballinascreen, because a lot of people felt that they were vulnerable, what, 3-4 days after playing in the hurling final, 6 or 7 of the team, that they were out again in the football championship.
Well, that was the big one. You know, they had regrouped after the Lavey game and put together a couple of good ones, but Ballinascreen, I suppose, had been very impressive against Ballinderry, knocking them out in the first round. And, you know, everybody thought Ballinascreen were waiting in the wings, and this was their time. I myself teach with the Ballinascreen manager, you know, and, you know, they were confident into that game, and they thought there's a well nailed down game plan to take care of Sneal that night. But, you know, I wasn't at that game, but it was 6-3. I don't think it was one for the purists, but anybody that was chatting, they said that Sneal were totally dominant. You know, Ballinascreen scored, I think, 2 points in the first 10 minutes, and then they only scored 1 point in that just shows you how Slaughnaill are so hard, you know, to play against. You know, as I say, they filtered plenty of bodies back. We've seen it last year. And then whenever they attack, you know, they've runners, you know, from all over the place. That's one thing they have is, you know, they've a great work rate, you know, they've great teamwork for each other, and they, you know, they've great fitness levels, and they've men that can run up and down the field all day. And, you know, they're big, well, I wouldn't say big favourites, but they are favourites going into this game. But look, Corrine, nobody expected to beat Ballandare, and, you know, they're there in merit too, and they've got three or four hards at four goals.
Yeah, that's the thing. Anybody that beats Ballandare has to be considered, you know, as genuine challengers.
Well, as I say, look, Corrine's there in merit too, and momentum's helped them. And, you know, you have to, you know, everybody knows Barry McGoldrick, Sean Liam McGoldrick, you know, they've been two of Derry's best players, you know, over the last number of years. Niall Hawley has been a stalwart of the Derry team the last couple of years. So defensively, they're very, very sound. You know, even their less marquee players, you know, they're all hard-working, and they're really tough defenders. Liam McGoldrick's an excellent midfielder, is somebody that you're probably going to hear lots more about, you know, in the Derry jersey in the next 5 or 6 years.
Mm.
And then up front, as I say, you've got Declan Mullen, Kieran McGoldrick, Colin McGoldrick, any of them three men, you know, you give them the ball in space, and that's one thing there is in Celtic Park, is loads of space, and, you know, and they're quite able to take on their man, turn them at sixpence and hit the back of the net. You know, Cohen has got real ability to score goals, and that's something that Slaughnaill are really going to have to watch out for tomorrow.
Mm. And tell me, well, what are the key matchups as you see them?
Well, you know, from a Slaughnaill point of view, I suppose they'll be looking at Sean Liam McGoldrick. You know, Corrine, so much goes through him. You know, Corrine will get numbers back like Slaughnaill, try and turn you over, and then they'll look to Sean Leo to create the link between defence and attack. You know, Sean Leo, even with, I suppose, in the county jersey, that's one thing he does well. You know, he carries ball, and whenever he has the ball in hand, he very rarely gives the ball away. So probably what they'll see is Slaughnaill will probably put a man-to-man marker on him. Also, Slaughnaill are going to have to look towards Colin McGoldrick. He's maybe the lesser-known of the McGoldrick boys, but he's probably, you know, the most prolific at the forwards, you know, and, you know, he's somebody that's really, really impressed, and somebody that is surprising that probably hasn't, you know, played more for Derry. You know, from a Corrine point of view, you know, they're going to be looking at Shane McGuigan, who's been very, very impressive this year. He's come into the team at the start of the year, and he's nailed down a starting spot, and, you know, he's been kicking 4 or 5 points regularly from play again. Also, the fact that, you know, Paul Bradley is one of the top free takers, you know, in the country. I suppose it's Paul, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, we've seen him playing with the Derry jersey, and, you know, he is prolific from the dead ball, and if you foul within the 45-yard line at all, you can nearly put it down as a score. So in defence, they're going to have to make sure they don't give away free kicks.
Mm. And do you go along with the prevailing view that Slaughnaill should prevail?
You know, I would say you have to go with Slaughnaill, given the fact, the experience that they gained, you know, I suppose last year, won an Ulster title, and, you know, they're a team that have been coming the last number of years, and so now that they've made the breakthrough, and with all the talent that they've had, you know, coming through in this club in the last 6 or 7 years, they really are a team that look as if they're going to dominate Derry football, you know, for years to come. You know, funny, we're just chatting about it in the staff room at school today, and, you know, there was teachers saying that they reckon out of the next 10 championships, the Slaughnaill have, you know, capabilities of winning 4 or 5 of them. I suppose dominating Derry football the way Ballandare have done in the last 10 years. So they are favourites, but look, as I say, Corrine definitely have that potential to cause a shock. But the one thing to do is score goals, but, you know, scoring goals is all right. You know, there's not too many times you go up against defence like Slaughnaill. You know, you've got, you know, the likes of Fergal, Tom McIlhenny and Brian McGuigan, and these boys, Brenton Rodgers, who, you know, again was with the county this year, had an excellent first season, who has been an excellent fullback for Slaughnaill in the last couple of years. Christian McCagle, Marshall defence. He'll obviously try and play sweeper. He doesn't like to mark people. He likes to try and cover space. So they'll get bodies behind the ball, and they'll try and prevent the Corrine scoring goals. And if they can